Mass with Thaddeus McCotter welcoming Indiana Honeline, return from the Holy Land. Thaddeus?
Indiana, you found a gold pendant that shows that Jerusalem had some visitors, correct?
Correct. It's a very exciting discovery of a very small pendant. I think it's only 4 millimeters on a side, but has a lot to tell us about ancient Jerusalem. It's 3,000 years old, from the year 10, the 10th century BCE. And it came, they believe, from Tyre in Lebanon, a Phoenician design, and maybe evidence that King David and King Solomon had interactions, particularly with King Hiram of Tyre, as the Bible says. And others say maybe it's evidence of the trade between the Phoenicians or the but it's certainly the best evidence right now that Phoenicians were present in Jerusalem during this time of King Solomon, and verifies the story of the biblical account. And this is the earliest gold artifact ever discovered in a Jerusalem excavation, and will be on display. People will be able to see it. Tyre was the center of Phoenician culture and was a city-state based on maritime civilization at the time, and is mentioned in the Hebrew Bible and Greek writings and other sources.
The western side of the Dead Sea, those caves you can see as you drive down the road towards Masada. They found coins, Malcolm, one in particular dated to a priest. This is the Bar Kokhba result. What is the significance of the coin, Indiana?
This is very important. It's one of the rarest coins that have been found in this effort to discover all the antiquities, because unfortunately there's a lot of robberies that go on in this desert by Bedouin and others who are there, and then they sell it. Here they found the coin with the name Eleazar the priest from the year of first year of the revolt against the Romans, 132 CE. And he is somebody who's mentioned in the Bible, it's mentioned in Talmudic accounts that he lived in Beitar during the revolt, it is believed, and that the coin was discovered as they were surveying this the area in the south in the nature reserve. And there's a bunch of grapes on one side. There are other inscriptions on it, but year one of the redemption of Israel in ancient Hebrew script. So this is an extremely old coin. It was it is something that now will be studied, and they're looking now for others in the area. And it shows that this was probably dropped during the course of the fighting.
Indiana Honeline, the Dusty One, back on the road. Thaddeus McCotter, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,